It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
To be honest with you, I was pretty nervous going into yesterday that Amendment 3, the abortion amendment here in Missouri, would pass, specifically because of how misleading the wording was on the ballot. And unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. It did pass yesterday by about a four-point margin. So the question now we have to ask this morning is, what's next? Where do we go from here? So this morning we have Steve Rupp joining us. He is the president of Missouri Right to Life. Steve, you guys have done incredible work to just inform voters about what this really means here in Missouri. How are you feeling this morning?
Like I got hit by a train. And I don't want to rain on the parade because there's a lot of celebrating going on. It should be going on. If you really take a look at this, I've kind of got bad news and I've got good news. So let's talk a little bit about the bad news first. The bad news is that children are going to die in the state of Missouri by tens of thousands of babies dying. Something that you just mentioned about the lies. Not once in that amendment did it say the word child or baby. Nowhere in that amendment did it say what exactly that's going to do. It's going to kill innocent children by violent means. If people had read that when they walked into the voting booth, we'd have won overwhelmingly.
Yes.
If you take a look at all of the candidates that won in the state of Missouri statewide, they were running against candidates whose number one issue was abortion. Yet all of them lost. Yet Amendment 3 passed, and it passed because of, I believe, for two reasons. Number one, it was filled with lies. And number two, $30+ million to propagate those lies. And unfortunately, people bought into it. And so that's obviously the bad news. Now, we don't want to get discouraged. And it's easy to get discouraged. And the devil wants us discouraged. He wants us to quit.
Right.
But we can't quit. This is the time for us to double down and say, okay, we took a shot and we're still standing. We've got a lot of work to do. So the good news is, I had the catbird seat at Missouri Right to Life to talk to people across the state of Missouri and every one of the 114 counties in the state of Missouri who worked their fingers to the bone, making phone calls, putting up signs, knocking on doors, speaking at churches, speaking at rallies. It's incredible the amount of work that was done, and the pro-life community came together and did an incredible amount of work. I am so proud of what our people have done across the state of Missouri, and I'm proud of what you guys are doing and what you have done. Now, we didn't win, but you know what? All of those people came together And in doing that, we grew closer to Christ. And this isn't specifically a religious issue. This is a moral issue. With Chuck's, we were working with organizations like Atheists for Life.
Wow.
So, this is a moral issue first and foremost. And people of faith certainly see it as a religious issue as well, but it's a moral issue. And it's a human rights issue. You know, the other side has done a fantastic job. You got to give them credit over the 50 years of Roe versus Wade. They have convinced America that it is okay to kill an innocent child in the womb if they disguise it as something else. They made it a women's issue instead of a human issue.
Yeah, I think that's true, Stephen. And, you know, kudos to you for all that you've done as well. Do you? And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but Kim and I had a conversation with her pastor last week who was critical of those churches who weren't more vocal about this issue leading up to it. There was a hesitancy there, it seemed like, on the part of some of our local faith leaders to get involved in this issue. Did you find that frustrating?
Of course, but that's indicative of the job that the left has done, the abortion industry has done, in selling people on this is a political issue and churches should stay out of political issues.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is a moral issue.
Right.
And every church in the state of Missouri should have been screaming from the pulpit, this is a moral issue. This is the taking of innocent life. We cannot be okay with that. And, you know, Mark, it doesn't, at this point, pointing fingers and looking backward isn't going to do us any good. We have got to sit down and we've got to analyze what happened. We've got to analyze what happened in Florida. Now, you know, of course, they had a different threshold in Florida of 60% versus 50%. But if we'd have passed IP reform, where 5 out of the 8 districts would have had to have passed this, we'd have won.
Yes.
But it doesn't do us any good to look back on that.
Yep.
There's no sense in going backwards. We have got to look forward. And what we want to do now is we want to make abortion unthinkable again. You know, 50 years ago, abortion was unthinkable. Before Roe versus Wade, abortion was unthinkable. Sure, there were some people having abortions. It was a very, very small percentage of people that were having abortions. And when abortion became legal, it exploded. Now 65 million dead children later. And here's where we are. So what we've got to do is we've got to make abortion unthinkable again. How do we do that? I believe that we have to do it by literally putting abortion on trial. We really haven't done that. We really haven't said, hey, an innocent child is being starved to death. An innocent child is being poisoned, having poison put into their heart. An innocent child is literally being dismembered while they're alive and can feel pain. Those are things that we don't talk about because they're hard to talk about, and people turn away from that. But that's what abortion is. It is the intentional taking of an innocent child's life by violent means.
Yes.
We have got to put abortion on trial
How do we get that? Because I absolutely agree, but how do we get that information out to people? Because you're never going to hear about that, like in school and stuff, when you're learning about all that. You're not going to learn about that. I mean, what's the best way to inform the public about what this really entails?
Well, I tell you, Kim, that's a great question, and it's a hard question. It's a very hard question because obviously we haven't figured that out in 50 years. But have we really concentrated on telling the truth about abortion? We've talked about it in the political realm, and we lost. And now, when I say we lost the amendment. In the political realm, every pro-abortion candidate lost, basically, in the state of Missouri. And they led with abortion. So we know that we can, that there are people out there that will hear the truth and embrace the truth. Now we have to figure out how do we get that truth to the masses in the state of Missouri and across the country. And I don't know what the answer is to that, Kim, but I tell you what, we're going to look at it and we're going to boil this thing down to its nth degree and figure this out. We have got to figure this out. We have got to win people's hearts.
Yeah. And, you know, I had a conversation last night when I was on the panel at Channel 4 with Gene Evans. And the question was, what happens next? I mean, does the legislature try, as they did with Clean Missouri, to put an issue on the ballot that puts some kind of restriction, some kind of common sense restriction on this? Because this has no restriction. It's clearly up until birth they can abort children. Maybe legislatively that's one thing they could do. It's going to have to go back on the ballot. It's going to have to go through an election cycle. But if you tell people, hey, here's what we're going to do, we're going to call them parents again, we're going to give parents control, and we're going to put a 12-week limit on it. So something like that, so there's at least some constraint.
Yeah, from a legislative perspective, we're in a bad spot, obviously, yes. Because this is now going into our constitution. This isn't going into legislation or in the legislature. This is literally going into our state constitution. That's tough. That it makes it really an uphill battle. But you know what? We got truth on our side. We have truth on our side of what abortion is. We have truth on our side that this is evil. It's evil. I mean, no matter what your perspective is from a religious perspective, this is an evil thing that has been put into our state constitution. We have got to expose that evil.
Steve, there's a real quick question for you. There's people listening right now who feel devastated, gutted by this passing. What can people do? Is there a way for people to get involved who want to?
You know what? Again, Kim, that's a great question. Yes, absolutely. We have got to double our efforts. We have got to double our efforts. If people go to MissouriLife.org, we're going to be changing our website as we analyze this thing and we come up with a program, a plan to be able to expose this evil and expose the truth.
Right.
We're going to need people to help us. We're going to need people to help us get that message out to the people of Missouri, the people that just bought into the lie. I mean, this was a constitutional amendment that was bought and paid for.
Right.
Steve Rupp, thank you. MissouriLife.com is the website there, and I'm sure we'll be having more conversations about this, Steve. We appreciate you.
Thank you for your help so much. God bless you guys.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making T-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.